Last week, more than 10,000 literature professors, critics, and graduate students gathered in Washington, D.C. for the MLA, the Convention of the Modern Language Association. If you've ever wondered what they talk about in ivory towers, commentator Maureen Corrigan, who attended the conference, can fill you in.
Picture this. It's 10:15 on a Saturday morning. While the rest of America is reading the paper or watching cartoons, about 150 people, most of them PhDs, have jammed into an airless hotel room to hear a talk entitled Shakespeare and Leather. For nearly 2 hours, a panel of university scholars will discuss the horny old bard's fetish for gloves, boots, jerkins, and cod pieces. High school Shakespeare was never this much fun. In other countries, when intellectuals get together, they plan revolutions. But at the MLA convention, American critics and professors of literature mostly mull over issues like new directions in Pierce-Plowman criticism, hypertext and literary theory, Esperanto, an opportunity for research, and the muse of masturbation. Like a lot of other alienated academics, I try to avoid the MLA convention. It reminds me of that 60s horror film called Carnival of Souls. The movie terrified me as a child with its grainy images of the undead who wander around an abandoned hotel and can't communicate to the living. MLA is a lot like that. Thousands of academics drift through the convention hotels, dressed in deadly grays and browns. They too are seen, but not really understood by the world outside. How could they be when their speech is studded with words like aporia, lacunae, and glyph? But as a teacher and critic, I have a responsibility to keep up with new trends in literary theory. Besides, the convention happened to be in Washington this year, so I went. On the first day, I dropped into a session on Victorian medievalism. I did my doctoral dissertation on this topic, so I understood about 60% of what was being said. If I had remembered what the word topoi meant, I would have done better. The vocabulary got even thornier at the session on feminist engagement after post-structuralism. I've learned a lot from feminist literary theory, and some of it has trickled down to the larger community, but academic feminists won't really connect with other women until they surrender their specialized language and the control it gives them. The phrase, writing the body, doesn't mean very much to your average woman on the street. Amidst all this jargon, the language at one session was crystal clear. That was the panel on unionizing part-time faculty. It's estimated that 35% of all college teaching is done by part-timers, mostly women, who are underpaid and stiffed on benefits. I know, I've been there, and that situation is only going to get worse. So, will this year's MLA convention change the way you read literature or incorporate it into your life? Probably not. Even though academics seem to have become more concerned about the relevance of their work to the world, judging from panels like The Scholar, The Writer, and The Community, and Beyond Academic Studies. Maybe the sight of those Eastern European intellectuals assuming powerful roles in their new governments has given American scholars pause for thought. But Václav Havel speaks the language of his fellow Czechs, while most American academics might as well be speaking Czech to their fellow Americans. It's a fundamentally undemocratic language, a rhetoric of codes, secrets, and hierarchies. There's an aporia. Between you and me, that means an irreconcilable contradiction, if I ever heard one.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.